Welcome to SEN's coverage of the Olympic Games 2020. For Mate Communications, award-winning Aussie service and a bonus Tidal music subscription included on selected mobile plans. And Xero, invoicing but instantly, receipts but organised, cash flow but clearer. Try Xero free for 30 days. Search Xero, X-E-R-O.
Day 12 in Tokyo is off to a splendid start from an Australian perspective. A first ever medal in the marathon swimming. Karina Lee, a bronze medal. She's going to join me later this hour. The decathlon and the heptathlon are underway in the main stadium. There's kayaking and canoeing. The women's golf, Minji Lee, is going to tee off in the next hour. There's skateboarding. This afternoon, the Opals play their quarterfinal against the United States. And the men's sailing at 3:30, it's a ceremonial race for the Australians in the 470. Matt Belcher and Will Ryan are assured the gold medal if they get around the course. That is the daily menu for Master Builders Association of Victoria. Membership provides free legal support. Join today from just $1.40 a day. A lot to look forward to. Peter Bowl in the final of the 800 tonight at 10:05. And plenty to reflect upon. Australia's swimmers returned to the country yesterday. They are in quarantine in Howard Springs. And it is my great pleasure to welcome to SEN's Olympic coverage, Kayleigh McEwen, three-time Olympic gold medalist. Kayleigh, congratulations and welcome to SEN.
Thank you, guys. It's an honour to be on here talking to you all.
Do you feel like now's the time to decompress? Have you had that sensation yet?
It definitely hasn't hit me yet. I'm just trying to catch up on all the sleep that we've missed out on over the past 9 days competing. So I'm sure once all that's all caught up, I'll be reflecting quite a bit and looking back at some of the races and hopefully just taking a moment to realise what I've just done.
Here's what I'd like to know, Kayleigh. Is a gold medal's currency when it comes to seats on planes and the choices of rooms and the like? Do you get a bit of a saloon run as a winner?
I will say that I spent my first flight in business class, so
nice.
That was pretty cool. Got to sleep all the way home.
There should be perks, shouldn't there?
Oh, you'd hope so. But yeah, there was a lot of other swimming athletes up in the first class with me, so it was pretty cool just to see all of us who have achieved so much just be in one another's glory.
What do you make of your first Olympic experience now that it's completed?
I mean, it can't get much better than that. The Japanese hosted the Great Olympics. You couldn't ask for much more, and especially in the middle of a pandemic as well, the amount of effort and, you know, safety measures that they went to was unbelievable.
Did you have trepidation at all, Kayleigh, about going, or even in, I suppose, the whole year leading up to it as to what it would be like?
Yeah, I mean, there's always uncertainty leading into any Olympics, but obviously with the pandemic, it was a lot scarier. So heading over to Japan, I just had the mindset, whatever happens, happens. You know, if I've come away with COVID, I've obviously, you know, hit the hard side of things, but you've got to keep that positive mindset also and just hope for the best and hope that you don't walk away with COVID.
Yes, yes, absolutely right. So when you headed to Tokyo and you thought about what might have been possible in the pool, how close to your dreams have you landed?
Oh, in all honesty, I never in a million years would have thought I'd walk away with three golds and a bronze. You know, I went into the games with a mindset of wanting to represent Australia for starters and then to go through to the semi-finals and hopefully make a final. And, you know, to top those and walk away with what I did, I'm still in quite amount of shock and just disbelief of what's happened.
Let's just walk through the races, shall we? So the 100 metres backstroke is first. I spoke to Ariane Titmus the other day. She said she was really calm before her first win and then got progressively more nervous as the meet went along. What was your mindset heading to the 100?
Obviously, the 100 was my first race of the meet and I was a ball full of nerves, I won't lie. But, you know, nerves means that you care about what you're doing. So I just got up and did my race. And, you know, when you stand behind the blocks, it's all just the training that you've done and it all just becomes one big blur. You know, I was actually asked to walk through one of my races and I can't remember any of it. It becomes automatic almost.
Yep. Does that surprise you at all or is that natural for you?
I think just having the Olympics as the pinnacle of any sport, there's that little bit of extra pressure and nerves that go with it as well. So I've never actually not been able to think back on my race and reflect on it. So I'm quite confused on why it's all happening, but at the same time, I understand, like, yeah, it's been a huge few weeks.
When you look up at the board, how profound is the realization that, holy hell, I'm an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, I've never felt a feeling like I felt that second day of racing, you know, to turn around and try and find your name on the board and to see it got number one next to it. You're just in utter shock and disbelief. And like I've said many times already, I'm still in disbelief of what's actually happened. But at the same time, you reflect and have a look and you're like, well, I've done the training for it. Why should I have the disbelief in what I've actually done?
So once you'd won the 100, did it calm the nerves? Did it ease your mind, or did it ratchet up as you tried to do the double in the 200?
I knew I was going to be ranked quite well going into a 200, but I did have quite a slow heats and semi-final swim. So I was a bit nervous where I was going to be coming in the final, but, you know, I just stuck to my race plan and did everything that I could, you know, back into that automatic gear, I guess, and just focused on myself, and I got the results that I was looking for as well.
You made the strategic choice around the 200 metres individual medley. How big a decision was that not to swim that and to prioritise, and history will say is you've made such a wise choice. Did you agonise over that? How did you go with that?
It was definitely a little bit heartbreaking watching the girls swim the 200 IM, because I, like, if I had swum my PB, I would have been on the medal dive, but at the end of the day, you can't really think of that. I've got to think of it in the way that, you know, it's just a learning experience. And hopefully if I make another Olympic Games, I can up the events and see what else I can walk away with. So it's just one big experience and a stepping stone to hopefully, you know, the next Olympic Games.
I think the medley relay is the most exhilarating race in the pool at the Games. Is once you'd swum the lead-off leg, how would you describe your demeanour watching your teammates and then Kate Campbell's final surge to the wall?
Yeah, well, that was actually my first time being able to be in the final of the medley relay. So I had that extra bit of hype behind me, not only being my last race, but everybody else's last race in the program as well. So I think, you know, just standing behind the blocks, it was all quite emotional because it was our last race, and, you know, walk away with an Olympic record alongside the girls and also a gold medal. That just topped off the meat for me, and I'm so proud of all the Australians and what we've done.
Did you cheer yourself hoarse in the last 50 metres trying to get Kate home?
Oh, 100%. I actually lost my voice for a day and a half, and I've finally just got it back. So, yeah, I'm lucky to be talking to you guys right now.
Kaylee, the overall, so you've provided the motto of the Olympics, but it's a motto that we can't say on air. So bless you for doing so. What sort of feedback have you seen from a country that quite frankly loves you?
Yeah, the first thing I did after my post-race interview was go straight up to our media manager, Hutch. And I was like, Hutch, I just swore on live television. Please don't hate me. And she was like, oh, no, what have you done? But, you know, to see the slip of it and, you know, people actually embracing it as the Aussie spirit, I was quite surprised. I was like, okay, that's a bit of a relief. Obviously, there's always going to be people out there that don't appreciate me swearing on live television. But, you know, that's who I am, and I'm just a proud Aussie.
And yeah, I think it's had the most wonderful reaction. Is that's what it should be like to win a gold medal for what that's worth. And front page of the papers when you've got F medal, medal, medal. Yeah, I think you probably made an impact at that stage. That's a little memento for you.
Yeah, 100%. Hopefully I'm not always remembered as a girl who's born live television, but you know, I've also done Australia proud, I hope.
Yeah, no, you've done that. The family side of things, Kaylee, and how much you share with the public, I suppose. It becomes a very public journey, this sort of thing, and almost an intrusion into the emotions. Your family did a beautiful job being able to share that with us as well. Has it been a big thing for the family to relive the, I guess, the trauma and the tragedy and share that with an entire country?
I think From my point of view, the biggest thing for me is, you know, actually raising awareness and, you know, just to show people that athletes aren't just this big prize that go out and get the world given to them. You know, we all have our own personal traumas and our own rough tracks to where we are now. So hopefully there's a bit of motivation that I can give to people. But from a family point of view, it has been a huge journey. And, you know, my last race of the meet, the post-race interview, I had a bit of a breakdown because it finally kind of hit me of how big this whole thing really, really is to me. And, you know, I wish my dad could have been there, but at the end of the day, you know, that's life and you've just got to turn it into the flip side and see it that you've got one life to live, so make the most of it.
How much are you looking forward to being back with your mum and your sister?
Yeah, I can't wait to give mum the biggest cuddle ever. You know, I wouldn't be able to do what I have done without, obviously, my sister and my mum. I don't think people really realise how much we rely on our families. Just the whole support system is unbelievable.
And the fact that Taylor, so I called Taylor win a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, and we relived that with her and just her bursting sense of pride that you're an Olympic gold medalist. Is how much of an inspiration was she in, I guess, lighting the path that you've been able to follow and further?
Yeah, Taylor's had a huge influence. She was a part of my first senior team, and I think she has definitely showed me the ropes and led me in a really good direction. So I couldn't be more thankful for her. But, you know, growing up as kids as well, she was quite tough on me as a little girl. So, you know, I give her full credit of making me the person I am as well.
What's the setup like for you in quarantine, Kaylee? How tight is it? How will you survive 14 days of near isolation?
I'm a bit of a social butterfly, so I'm already struggling on day two, but it's just lucky that we can go out on our balconies and, you know, kind of yell at the people across from us. So it's good that we can, you know, go out and get a little bit of fresh air, but, you know, it's something that people have to do, I guess, to be back in Australia, and that's what we're doing.
Yep. Have you got something to binge, or what's your go-to? What's your go-to to get you through the hours?
Mum actually sent up a bit of a care package and it's got knitting in it. I've never knitted in my life, so we'll see how that goes. Oh,
I love that idea. Do you have an idea, Kaylee, that life might change for you a little bit once you come out of quarantine and realise the impact that you've had?
Yeah, 100%. I've turned all my socials back on and it's quite overwhelming to see all the messages of support. So, you know, head back home and just kind of unload. And, you know, I know that there's going to be quite a bit of media, but you know, at the end of the day, swimming's still the priority, and yeah, just got to give back to the public as well.
Will you stay out of the pool for a little bit, or are you someone who'll find yourself back there quickly?
Personally, I need the time off just to mentally and physically relax. It's like I said, it's been a huge past 12 months for my family in particular, and since the passing of my dad, I haven't had the time to actually relax and realise the traumas and the struggles and then the peaks and yeah, everything that I've gone through. So definitely going to be taking maybe a month or so just to relax and really get the brain ticking and body ready to go again.
We'll look forward to seeing what comes next, Kaylee. You thrilled us all. Congratulations on what you achieved. And yes, enjoy these days making sense of it. Where do you keep the medals? Are they next to the bed? Are they in a drawer? Where have you decided to stow them?
They're actually in my suitcase stored away in the cupboard. I haven't really had a good look at them yet, but I'm sure I'll save that for one of the days that I'm, you know, feeling a bit down and bored. So they're close by.
Yeah, that'll be a nice comfort. Kaylee, congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.